can make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger. On 1116 SEN, The Flame with Jason Richardson, featuring the latest from the world of track and field.
And welcome to The Flame right here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. It's Melbourne's home of track and field for the next 30 minutes as we look forward to what's going to be a magnificent Olympic trials right here in Melbourne, part of the...
You should be honored by my lateness, that I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Kissing in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie, take six.
Getting to see the fastest girl that we've ever produced over the hurdles and one of the fastest ever in world champion, Sally Pearson. We'll chat to Sally very shortly. Latest news that has come through during the week here in the track and field world with the Australian team has been announced for the World Indoor Championships, and it's a championships we've always had a great record in because we come off our peak form. It's a March 9 to 11 at Istanbul. A six-man team has been announced. Sally Pearson will compete in both the 60 metres and the 60-metre hurdles. It'll be her first appearance for Australia at the World Indoors. You can imagine with her explosive speed, the hurdles will be at her mercy, but maybe she might even be a factor in that 60 metres. Henry Frame, we'll talk about his rise to fame. He will not only compete in the triple jump, but after his 8.27 last week, he will do the long jump as well. So two events for Henry Frame. Craig Mottram, great to see Buster back in an Australian singlet. He'll line up in the 3,000 metres at the championship for the third time. His best effort was fifth in 2008. Tasmania's Ryan Foster will run in the 1,500 metres. Dale Stevenson, who was on the Flame show a couple of weeks ago, and he was a great character. He will compete for Australia in the shot put. And the girl of the moment in the field being Alana Boyd, well, she takes awesome form over to Istanbul and she'll compete in the pole vault. And the pole vault event is a really hot event all around the world with Britain's Holly Bleasdale having catapulted herself to second on the all-time list with a 4.87 in Lyon in January. So Yelena Essenbaeva, of course, the freak of pole vaulting in the women's, has set a new world indoor record of 5 metres and one, 5.01 in Stockholm. So Essenbaeva has kicked off her season in extraordinary form. Also, other news, Kenya has announced that they will hold their Olympic distance trials in the USA. They will take the Prefontaine Classic meet in June to be a selection trial for the 5,000 and the 10,000 metres for London. That's an interesting decision by the Kenyan Athletics Federation. 110-metre hurdles at Daegu. Well, we remember what an event that was with Danyan Robles and Jiang Lu going toe-to-toe with Robles whacking the arm of Lu at a vital stage and being disqualified from that final. Well, this time, Robles has had a race and defeated Jiang Lu after the Chinese athlete was disqualified for a false start. That is the latest news. It's time on The Flame to talk to the girl who's the fastest we've ever produced over the hurdle.
They go first time. Good start from Pearson. Porter up there challenging for second place. And out in lane seven, Kelly Wells. But it's going to be Sally Pearson. She's going tremendously well. Porter still vying for medals, but weakening. And Pearson takes the gold. And the winning time, 12.28. She's gone faster again. That is one of the fastest runs of all time.
Well, we just heard that World Championship final there with Sally Pearson running an unbelievable time in Daegu, and she's been kind enough to join us this morning. And Sal, the Daegu performance was unbelievable, but this season you've continued on and you appear to be in great shape.
Well, yes, I am in great shape. I just, you know, run really fast already so far and in my second hurdles race of the year, and you know, I've still got probably 15 or 20 more races to run before the Olympics. And if I can keep my form how it is and keep my body in shape, then it's going to be a good year.
Running 12.66 in Sydney, show that you got the speed there. I mean, that's probably the... Is that the fastest you've run sort of this time of the year throughout your career?
the fastest I run in Australia. So,
full stop.
Yeah, exactly. So every time I run in Australia, I've always run slower. So it is one of the fastest. It is the fastest time I've run at this, especially this time of the year. And as I said, if I can keep it up, then I don't know what's going to happen, really. And unpredictable.
And Australia's shown that we've always competed well at a World Indoors because of the fact that we're coming off our summer season. We're in great form. You're competing in the 60 hurdles, which looks ideal for you considering your explosive start.
Yeah.
But also the 60 flat, you might be a little sneaky chance there.
I don't think I'm doing the 60 flat.
You're going to sack the 60 flat?
I think I might sit out of that one and concentrate on the hurdles. It's an important year this year, and I think if I just, you know, put all my eggs in one basket, I think that's better off for me, and making sure that I come off this season still in good shape, and so I can go into a break for a week afterwards and then get stuck into the lead-up to the Olympics. I think it's the safest way.
So did you have a look at the schedule and just combining both the flat and the hurdles just didn't suit your program?
Yeah, it would have. It would have been fine because when you think about it, it is only a 60 metres, so it's not like it's going to take too much out of you. But I think this year is just so important that I want to make sure that I can get everything about my hurdles right, make sure my technique is on form and my starts are fine, because, you know, starting for a sprint and starting for a hurdles is completely different. So I don't really want to have to swap all my starting for the 60 metre starts for the 60 metre hurdle start. So, you know, took a lot of thought and questioning the coach and seeing what she thought, and she made let me have the decision, and I decided just to stick with the hurdles.
Okay, well, it's interesting because Kelly Wells and Lolo Jones, who look to be in outstanding form, Lolo in particular, now a little injury setback for them. So suddenly Danielle Carruthers and probably the Brit Porter would be the main opposition there.
Well, there's still Dawn Harper if she gets in the team. So whoever makes the US team, you know, is always going to be a competition. So but I think later down the year, definitely Tiffany Porter will be a big threat, because if you saw at the World Championships final, she was definitely coming at me towards the end of the race and just, you know, had a bit of a stack on the hurdle and put her out. But I think she's going to be one to watch, definitely.
I've been fascinated sitting in Melbourne watching you from afar. The amount of, how well you're competing on the track, but the amount of promotion you're doing for Athletics Australia, whether it be, you know, doing hurdles on the middle of the Adelaide Oval with Michael Slater during the cricket, whether it be in the, you know, the front page of the paper, etc. You've taken on board this responsibility of competing, at your absolute best, but combining it with also being a flag bearer for Australian athletics.
Well, I think it's really important. One, being a world champion, you want to be able to please your fans and please your home country and make sure that you're there supporting the sport that you love. And it's really good, because if I can be some sort of role model or inspiration for a kid, I think I've done my job as an athlete. And if that means promoting the domestic season in Australia, then so be it. It's something that you have to do. Sometimes it can be tiring, but at the end of the day, it's part of the job and it's something that I love to do. And, you know, I want to please the crowd as well as please myself, because first and foremost, I'm doing this for myself, and secondly, it's, you know, for everyone else.
Well, that's a great way of looking at it. There'll be a lot of boys and girls out there who are listening to this program who have been inspired by you. When they watch you compete, you look technically so proficient. You look like you've got your technique down perfect, but no doubt it's something that you're working constantly on.
Yeah, well, my coach anyway, he's the one who sits in front of the computer screen analysing all the biomechanical data and the scientific stuff, because for me that's just a bit too much for me to think about. I mean, I just like to get out there and race, and she can do all the behind the scenes stuff. So it can be quite stressful and quite tiresome for her, but at the end of the day, she's doing her job really well, and she's getting us the results that we want every single season, and hopefully the biggest one this year, we can, you know, keep on target and get on that track and cross the finish line first.
Well, I'm in the studio. I'm about to have a chat to a world record holder in David Rudisha and Asbel Kiprok, the Olympic champion from Beijing. Totally different events to you, but I suppose, a world record, you'd love to have one of those that David's got, and B, an Olympic gold medal, you'd love to have one of those like Asbel.
I prefer to have the gold medal, and the times can come when they're ready to come. But at the moment, I don't care if I run 13 seconds and win the gold medal.
Well, hey, it's a week out from Melbourne. And a week out from Melbourne, 37 degrees. You would just have fingers crossed that we could get conditions like that in Melbourne and you might go really quick.
Who knows? Let's hope. Hopefully the winds are going my way this time.
Oh, they will be. Yeah, you've had bad luck, especially in Adelaide, when you legitimately would have run a sub 23 200 metres, but yeah. you're into a gale.
I've got another headwind in Sydney with the 200s. So can't win.
Don't worry. We'll organise the win for you, Sal. You just bring your best form down.
You just tell the weather gods to be on my side.
You're a star. Good luck with your preparation. We look forward to seeing you in Melbourne, and a whole lot of the Melbourne fans will be very keen to come along and watch you.
Great, thank you.
There is the one and only Sally Pearson. She's already a world champion, and the fingers crossed that she builds up and everything goes well for her crack at that elusive Olympic title in London. We're going to take a break on the Flame Show. We'll come back and talk to a world record holder and an Olympic champion.
The Flame on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. On 1116 SEN, The Flame with Jason Richardson, featuring the latest from the world of track and field.
Well, welcome back to The Flame Show right here on 1116 SEN. Make sure you make your way to the Melbourne Track Classic, part of the Qantas Australian Athletics Tour. It's going to be fantastic. The Olympic Trials, Friday and Saturday nights next week at Lakeside Stadium. And two of the stars that will be appearing there are Kenyan superstars. In fact, they're world superstars. No man has run faster than 141.01 over 800 metres in David Rudisha, and the Beijing 1500-metre Olympic champion in Asbel Kiprok. Join me in the studio. I'll start with you, David. Welcome back to Australia. It's a place that you've come the last couple of years, and it's been a good start to your season.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I've liked coming here, and as part of my preparation also, I've been doing well, and it has been good, and things have been working well for me.
And we've turned on the beautiful Melbourne/Australian weather for you, so conditions have been good. You've been getting in some solid training?
Yeah, we have been doing some good training, and here together with the boys, and things are going on well. You know, we are preparing and looking forward for Melbourne, and Melbourne has been good. You know, I was here 2010 and I ran a fantastic 143.15, which was great. And last year I tried, though I was a little bit behind, but hoping this year things are going to be good.
When you consider at Sydney you've run 45.8 and your personal best is 45.5 for the 400 metres, your speed's obviously good. If you can maintain that, I'm not suggesting world record or anything like that, but I'm suggesting maybe, would a 143 for the 800 be something that you'd be thinking is possible?
Yeah, sure. You know, 45, I was expecting to do something under 46, and that is exactly what I did. And that is a fantastic speed for an 800-meter runner. And, you know, this year is a little bit different from 2010, whereby I did a few races before I ran 45 and a half. But this one was a bit, I just came straight away and did that time, which is a great show. And it shows that I'm in a good position.
You've got a world record to your credit, but I think the man next to me has something that your whole season's about, and that is trying to capture an Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, that is what I'm really looking forward. This year being an Olympic year, it's very important for me, you know, to grab that gold medal. I know it's not going to be easy, you know. Everybody out there is training hard. Everybody is looking forward to win there. But we are going to give our best to see that we also achieve to our best.
I'm talking about Olympic champion in Asbel Kiprok, who's also in the studio with me, and he's a bit nervous about his English, but he doesn't need to be. Asbel, how are you enjoying Australia?
Well, Australia is very good. I mean, it's fantastic, and we really enjoy coming here every now and then.
Tell me, your training, you had an 800-metre run in Sydney. Now you're building up to the 1,500 metres in Melbourne?
Well, I do some 800 meters for my speed work, and in order to run comfortable when I go to the 1500.
You are the reigning world champion. You're also the reigning Olympic champion, but It was an Olympic title that must have had an uneasy feeling for you, because Ramsey being disqualified gave you that Olympic title. You didn't have the thrill of standing on the dais and getting the gold medal and having the adulation of being an Olympic champion.
Well, I could. I didn't have that that morale. I didn't got that chance to hear the national anthem played, the glory I needed in Beijing, you know. And actually, I want to do so. I just want that to happen. I mean, it is something that every athlete would want to do.
Yeah, that's right. And that was taken away by you, of course, Ramsey being disqualified after the event. So there's some unfinished business for you to do. Your personal best is 3:30.46, Asbel. You've got the ability to go quicker, you believe?
Yes. Everybody normally tells me about that, at running 1:43:15 in 800, and I'm capable of running sub 3:30 anytime, and so looking forward on doing so also.
David, your world record's 1:41.01 for the 800 metres. What would be the optimum time you like to go through the first lap in an 800 metres? What do you normally aim for?
Yeah, you know, in 800, when you want to run fast, I think the most favorable and whereby you can do well, I think 49 is comfortable. But the pacemaker has to go something like 48 and a half, you know, for me to come just right behind him and cross with something like 49.
So those guys and girls are out there listening. This man wants to go through the first lap in 49, and then he's going to kick it down from there. That's the plans. Now, most of our audience at 49 will be lying on the track exhausted, let alone doing another lap. It's obviously something that you've built up to years and years of training, and it's part of the heritage in Kenya. I mean, you two reportedly don't live too far away from each other.
Yeah, we live very close. You know, with Asbel, it's just like 200 meters. Also, Alfred Kirwa, we are like 100 meters. So we live very close to each other. And that has been something good, because we meet occasionally and we motivate each other as people from one place. And always we encourage ourselves that we want to do well. And every time, even when we go out there for championships, we are normally proud of ourselves. We say in this area we want to bring many more goals.
That's fantastic. Is it something that when you're brought up in Kenya, Asbel, when you've got so many superstars that were athletes, is it something you always wanted to be, an elite international athlete?
Yes, because so many athletes in Kenya, I mean, they're role models, especially the first ones. I mean, I've run before us, and when you see what they are doing, the fame they got, I mean, and everything, you know, you'd like to emulate them and become also world champion, a champion.
So when did you start running? When did you start your journey to be an Olympic champion?
Well, I came to run in 2007, the World Cross Countries, and managed to win the junior races. And I went to Osaka, Japan in 2007 again, and I managed to finish fourth at the senior race at 1500 meters. I never win a gold medal at that international level. In 2009, I was disappointed, and I managed to win a medal in Osaka. I mean, in Berlin, sorry.
And David, have you got memories of your very first time where you started to run and said to your family, "Oh, I might be a runner"?
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny, because I didn't know exactly when I started running, because when I was young, I remember when I was back at home, you know, we have a lot of many wild animals around the place. So we used to chase antelopes up and down all day.
And catch a few.
Yeah, of course. So I didn't know that I was training at that time. Yeah. At the long run, I was training. So,
right.
But not until when I was, you know, in Standard 7. And that is back in 2003. That is when I started running in primary school. And then in Standard 8, that is when I started doing very well. And joining the Form 1, that is when now I decided, you know, to become an athlete. And because, of course, my father was an athlete. He represented Kenya in 1968 Olympic.
Yeah.
That was something good. And that is where I realized that I have that potential, that I can also do better.
I've got a mental picture at the London, the last event in the London Olympics, being the men's 4x400 metres, that Kenya will be in the final of the men's 4x400 and Jamaica will be in the final. and the baton will come around and Jamaica will give it to Usain Bolt and Kenya will give it to David Rudisha. Can you beat the big man?
Wow. That is going to be fun because everybody has been talking about this for some time. Everybody wanted me to run the in the relay. And I absolutely agree that, you know, I can do that. If Kenya can make to the final, you know, I can run for them. And I think it will be fun, you know, to see the two world record holders in in different events running 400. You know, 400 will be like our middle point.
That's right.
Wow. So
he might get a bit of a lead, but you might have to come over the top.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give him the lead first, and then I'll come in the last bend.
That is fantastic. Are you where do you live? Do you live? How much time do you spend in Kenya, and how much time do you spend now traveling, both of you, all around the world?
Yeah, most of the time, you know, we stay in Eldoret, whereby, you know, we access to our training facilities.
Yep.
But, you know, not until when we start our season, you know, starting going out, like this time we come here to Australia. But when we get back, we just go to around Eldoret. That is where also our family stays. So it's not far from our training. You know, we can get everything around.
Now, the Kenyan Athletics Federation has just announced that their Olympic distance trials for the 5,000 and 10,000 metres will be at the Prefontaine meeting in America. So they're going to pick their 5,000 and 10,000 metre team there. For you two, are you both already selected for the Olympics, or how do you have to go back to Kenyan trials?
No, you know, I think, you know, in Kenya, they use different criteria, you know, selecting their selecting when they come to selecting the championships, inter championships and Olympic. But I think our trial will be held around late June, so
yeah,
that is when they will select the team for the Olympics. So we have to go back in Kenya, you know, do some good training there,
yeah,
and prepare for the trial as well as some of the few races in Europe.
Well, fingers crossed that you're both there in London. Now, good luck in Melbourne. Asbel, 1,500 metres. Give us a prediction. How fast do you think you can run?
Well, probably a 3:32 is going to be a nice one.
3:32. There you go. Lock it in. 3:32. Kiprock wins the 1,500 metres. 800 metres, David Rudisha. What sort of time do you think you can get?
Wow. I think I'm comfortable that I can do 1:43. Something like 1:43.5 will be good for me. But if I can do better than that, yeah, it will be better.
Well, Melbourne fans, to go and see a 1:43 800 metres or a 3:32 1500 metres is worth the price of admission ticket alone. So good luck. Thanks so much for coming into the studio. Our fingers are crossed that everything goes well for you as you build up towards capturing the gold medal. Thanks for coming in, David. And also, Asbel, good luck to defend your Olympic title. You've become a pseudo-Australian. We're with you the whole way.
Thank you.
Good on you. There is two superstars of world sport in David Rudisha and Asbel Kiprock. Hope you've enjoyed the Flame Show. We're going to round it out now. Of course, the Subaru Cycling Show is coming up next. Make sure you get to Melbourne Lakeside Stadium Friday night, Saturday night, for the Melbourne leg of the Qantas Australian Athletics Tour. And, of course, it is the Olympic Trials.
The Flame on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.